Today, the church celebrates the Sunday of Thomas, and we heard in the Holy Gospel that where the disciples were gathered because they were afraid of the Jews, Jesus appeared amongst them, and he told them, "Peace be with you. The way that the Father has sent me, I send you." And he breathed up to them, and he told them, he gave them the Holy Spirit, and he told them, "If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain, they are retained." What happened in the Gospel, it's what we call in Greek theoptia και theokinonia, meaning a vision of God and at the same time a communion with God. The fathers of the church, they tell us that the spiritual experiences, they are usually one of the two or both of them. So when we talk about a vision of God, it's something that includes an understanding of God, not of his essence, but of his grace. Like St. John the Forerunner, he saw the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove. It doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit was a dove, but this was a special message for St. John the Forerunner. And theokinonia, communion of God, is not the Holy Communion that we talk about here, but it's when we sense, when we feel the love, the peace of God, when we feel the eternity of God. There is no vision there, we don't see anything, it's just a feeling, how we feel because God is present and we understand that God is present there. And then after this vision and communion with God, he gave them a gift. Jesus gave a gift to his apostles. He told them that if they forgive the sins, etc., as we said before. Now the gifts, they are given to persons, but they are given for the benefit of the church. So it's like God is making us executors of his will, is making us treasurers of his gifts. And if we take advantage of them, if we bury the gift or if we spend it, then we are guilty and we will be punished. It's the same with the spiritual, the psychological, or the material gifts. The saints were not keeping the grace of God, the gifts of God for themselves, but they were trying through the prayer, through their words, and through their actions to sanctify everyone, to make people holy, to guide them and to protect them. So if God had given them riches, they became treasures of them, like Saint John the Merciful. Saint John the Merciful was born in Lemesos in Cyprus. He was married, he had children, but then his children and wife passed away. He had a great inheritance, and that's why they asked him a few times to be married again, but he didn't want to. He said, I owe things to my fellow people. And that's why he started giving alms, he started helping everyone. That's why he's called Merciful. And he ended up becoming Archbishop of Alexandria. But the more he was giving, the more he had to give. It's like the fire. The more you give fire, the fire cannot be reduced. The same with St. Basil the Great. He spent whatever he had to build the Vasiliada, which was like a village. It was huge, and it was a place where the sick and the hungry could find comfort. If the saints had the gift of theology, which is the understanding of God, and it has nothing to do with the academic theology, like St. Gregory Palamas, or like St. Basil the Great that we said before, or even like Elder Sophronius of Essex, who was a recent elder, he passed away a few years ago, then they would talk about God, they would talk about prayer and how we could become one with God through the prayer. And then again, they didn't keep the gift for themselves, but they tried to explain to people how to approach God. And if they had psychological or social gifts, like Hierodesa Gavrilia, then the nun Gabrielia, then they were giving their love to everyone, to Orthodox and non-Orthodox. And Nan Gabrielia, when she was still a physiotherapist in England, she used to say, "Through the feet to the heart," because she was helping people to recover from their pains. And through this material help, through this treatment of the feet and the parts of the body, she was ending up unlocking their hearts and free them from their fears. This is what Jesus did when he washed his disciples' feet, and he told them to follow his example. So the disciples and all of us, we have to wash each other's feet. What does this mean? Back then, they did not have shoes like today. They did not have cars like today or streets like today. So they were either wearing sandals or no shoes at all, and they were walking on the dirt. That's why their feet were becoming very tired and very dusty. Washing their feet was not only relieving them from the pain, but was also cleaning them. Our feet is the point that we attach to the ground, to the earth. It's the same with our intellect, which tries to lead us through the difficulties of our everyday life to our heavenly destination through this world. But it becomes tired and dirty from this world and from everything that gets attached to it. And that's how it becomes dark, foggy, and then even our soul, even our body is heavy. To wash each other's feet means to clean their mind, to clean their intellect from the confusion so that they will find rest inside us, inside them. Jesus said to his disciples today, "Peace be with you." And he gave them at the same time his active peace, his acting peace, the Holy Spirit. The apostles, they experienced the Holy Spirit to fill them up at this instant. He did not give them the Holy Spirit so that they will feel good, but so that they will be armed with their cross. He told them, "Go therefore and teach all the nations. Without the cross, there is no grace." And the peace, the Holy Spirit, it's a personal gift, but at the same time, it's a personal weapon to defend the peace of the others. So it is for us a duty, but at the same time, a gift. And here is how we draw the mosaic of our earthly life. So the cross is woven with the grace, and the serving is needed with God's gifts.